Chazar Zechanish was a Parichesh Shagam Ravam Yehuda Mizach Zairvan Dav Chavav. Gemara says it once happened that the Beish Chalusa set up an area of benches for relaxing under a particularly shady tree in his orchard. The orchard was larger than the base of Sayim, which was not enclosed for residential purposes. Therefore, he asked Rav Huna Bar Chinana to do whatever has to be done to allow them to carry food to that area on Shabbos. Rav Huna went and set up reeds within three tefachim to each other, from the Beish Chalusa's residence and all the way to the sitting area. They should be able to carry food there. Rava, who held that it was mutter to carry there without this adjustment, because he held that when this city area was built, it was as if the entire karf was re-enclosed for residential purposes. So Rava went and removed all the reeds before Shabbos. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, they went and collected all these reeds and took them away so no one should be able to put them back in the ground. The next day on Shabbos, Ravina asked Rava, Bryce teaches that building a city within existing walls does not make it as if the walls were enclosed for the purposes of the city. So this karfif will also not be considered to be enclosed for residential purposes just because you built this thing afterwards there. Rav Papa asked Rava, we find that Rav Asi says enclosures made to shade workers is not considered to be made for residential purposes. If so, the enclosure of this karfif, which was only made for temporary concealment for the workers, it is also not considered to be enclosed for residential purposes. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua asked Rava, we find that Rav Huna said walls erected for storage purposes is not considered to have been erected for residential purposes. If so, the walls of this karfif, which were erected to protect the garments that the people removed, the coats that they took off while they were sitting there, are also not considered to be erected for residential purposes. The Reish Galusa quoted a derogatory pasuk as referring to Rav Papa and to Rav Huna Bar Yeshua for having dismantled the fix before Shabbos and not realizing the error of their ways until Shabbos, when at that point it was too late to reestablish the fix. Mishnah said, "Amar Rabbi Loi, Shamati Mer Rabbi Eliezer, Vafilu Beis Kor." Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Loi's name, Rabbi Eliezer, says it can even be 30 saw a Beis Kor. Hananya says it can even be up to 40 saw. Rabbi Yechon explains they both learn it from a pasuk that teaches that there is a comparison between a city and a chotzer of a royal palace. They argue whether a typical city, and through that comparison, a chotzer, is 30 saw or 40 saw. Misha then said, "V'chein Shamati Himenu Anshei Chotzer Sheshochach Echod Mehen V'Loi Irav Beisai Oser." Mara asked, the Mishnah said that he may not transfer between his house and the chotzer, but other people may transfer between that house and the chotzer. Another Mishnah says that others may also not do so. Stira. Zakhtamara of Huna, the Berejah of Yeshua, in the name of Rav Sheshah said, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that when a person gives up his rights in his chotzer, he also gives up his rights in his house as well. And the other Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, who hold that when you give up rights in the chotzer, it does not mean you're giving up rights in your house as well. Rav and Rav Huna Bar Chinana explained that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there are five members of a chotzer, when one of them gives up his rights to the chotzer, he need not give up his rights to each person. We can assume that just as he's liberal with giving up his rights via his house without specifically saying so, he's likewise liberal in giving up his rights to all members of the chotzer without specifically saying so. According to the Rabbanon, we'll have to give up his rights in the chotzer to each and every member of the chotzer. Mari Ezer, Papa Yes Abaya. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if someone specifically says that he does not give up the rights to his house, do we say that he has not given up his rights? Or do we say that one would not live in a house without rights to the chotzer? So even though he says he's not giving up the rights, still it must be that he's giving up his rights. Also, according to Rabbanan, if someone specifically says he's giving up the rights to his house, do we say he's giving up the rights? Or do we say that no one would totally give up their rights and be a guest in his own house? And therefore we don't listen to what he has said. So he answered, Abaya said that according to both, if he specifically says something, avada we listen to what he has said. Mishnah said, "V'chein shemati mimenu sheyoytin be'arkablin bepesach." Where it says, Rish Lakish said that arkablin are bitter vines that grow around a palm tree. Hadnalach perek oisin pasin.